True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Lines are busied out. Folks waiting. And we got a post to read.
Let's do it.
It's 9 o'clock. It's Tuesday. It's time for everyone's favorite break room game. Tommy just bruised both his hands clapping them together.
King Tomas, maybe looking at 5 stars.
Oh, you are at 4. I didn't realize that.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I got
you
6.
Too.
So I got
nothing. No, we're not talking
you
about
five.
You.
No, I got 6. Well, again, there's still a debate about
you
right
have
before.
Five.
Okay. We will explain how the game works if you're new to it in just a second. But before we do,
we
are smack dab in the middle of voting for 2025 WCMF Rochester Sexiest Dad Competition. One winner is walking away with a watch valued at $500 from our friends at Heritage Jewelers. You can go right now and vote for the dad you think is the sexiest at WCMF.com. Tommy, in scanning the pictures, seems to believe that just by looking at some of these men, he can tell exactly where they're from.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just, you can tell where a dad is from just on the visual.
Mm-hmm.
So today is where they whining, where we try and figure out what town this post comes from. Tomorrow, we're going to do something unique.
Yeah.
We're going to play Where They Dad.
Oh.
I'm going to print out a handful of pictures of dads in our contest, and I'm going to hand them to both of you. If you would like to participate in this game, you can log on to our live stream, The Break Room WCMF, on YouTube and Twitch tomorrow around this time. I will hold up the photos.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, we will find out if you can actually tell, just based on a photo.
You're just looking at them.
Yes, where this dad resides. So tomorrow, around 9 o'clock, we play Where They Dadden here in The Break Room on CMF. All right, if you're new to this game, here's how it works. Kimmy has a post from the neighborhood app. You guys send them to her. We appreciate that. She's going to read it out loud. But as to not give it away, she has removed street names and town references. There are still little clues.
Yeah.
If you listen.
I have to listen. Don't jump.
You're right. You'll be able to pick those out, and you will call us at 252-WCMF when a phone line is open, and you will figure out where they whine in. Are you ready?
I'm ready to do it.
Ready for your 5th star?
I'm fired up.
Yeah, too bad you suck. Kimmy, are we ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do this thing.
Hi, everyone. I'm currently seeking recommendations for where to sell gold and other various jewelry items. My aunt recently passed, and the family's been trying to clean out her home as quickly as possible to sell it. If you've been through this process, you know it's never ending. We really had no idea that she had become a semi-hoarder in her later years, so we're finding boxes of things we had no idea existed. Most of it isn't worth anything, except for one box we found with some precious metal trinkets and things. Everything else we plan on donating, but it would be nice to make a little money if possible. I paint this picture for a reason. Before you judge, know that none of us have any attachment to the jewelry we're trying to sell. My aunt was a big QVC person and would also buy junk out of magazines. We are pretty sure a lot of it is fake. We're pretty sure a lot of it is fake gold and fake gems. We need a reputable buyer to tell us what exactly we're looking at just in case it is real. We've already tried to take it to blank, but I don't think they were being very honest with us about the value of her things. They seemed a little scammy. Please leave.
Scammy. You're being scammy.
Please leave your personal recs and experiences in the comments below.
All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I would like to point something out because you already have it in your head what this is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know that people will hear jewelry, gold, precious metals.
Yeah.
And they will think high end.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be the case.
Yeah.
But Kimmy, let's remind people, it is not where the incident happened.
Mm.
It is where the post is tagged.
True.
Which is where this person probably lives.
Not where the person that we're talking about.
Now, it's not out of the question they live in the same town.
Good.
Right? But this person could live somewhere else.
Yeah.
All right. With that being said, what are you hearing?
So this sounds like a old busted-ass hoarding woman. Mm-hmm. You know, she's on QVC. She's lonely.
Literally quoting.
Takes all her meals off a TV tray.
Okay.
Never out of. She's always in slippers. Wherever you see her, she's in ratty slippers.
Oh, my God. Are you talking about the woman that passed you, monster?
Well, I didn't kill her.
Okay.
Time did. Time and a lousy lifestyle.
We hope. We don't know.
Like she.
We know nothing.
I see a dingy.
There's a reason I take out all personal information out of this.
I see like a dingy house, basic cable, QVC.
What is wrong with you?
A lot of tchotchkes. No, I'm not saying.
Please send all hate mail to Tommy.
Tommy at WCMF.
I'm sure she was a fine Christian woman, but she had issues.
Okay, everybody else. All right, what are you hearing? What are you hearing? What do you got? What do you got?
So, but I got to figure out where this.
Yes, letter that's the gateway they invited.
So she's from Bustedville, USA. But I'm guessing these are East Side people that don't know how to deal with like junk jewelry and gold. Because. Every West Sider knows where to unload stuff quick. So I'm going to say this letter came from the east side of town.
Okay, where?
Penfield. I got a Penny vibe today.
Okay.
Penny vibe.
That's Penny vibe.
It's the worst guess you could have made.
Why?
Your logic is so far off.
No, I'm dead on.
I'm going to
tell
you.
That's a bullseye.
Is that a bullseye?
I just gave you gold.
Okay.
And you're going to turn it into gravy.
It turns out it's not real gold. You got it off QVC.
Yeah.
Look, man, although I agree with you, that where this letter came from is not the same town.
Yeah.
Right? And I agree with you that this is someone who does not know how to deal with precious
right.
metals.
Right. West Side knows how to deal, bro.
I agree. Folks on the West Side have a place they can go to flip stuff, right? We've all
right down the street or probably a neighbor.
I grew up in Gates. I think everyone that's grown up in Gates has had to pawn something at some point, right? So we know.
Yeah.
East Siders also know. And here's why. It ain't the pawn shop. It's your local jeweler. You have a jewelry person if you live.
Yeah, but that guy's going to laugh in your face,
if
man.
You live in Penfield, Pittsford, Fairport, you have someone you trust that can tell you what is real, what is, and what the value of things are. You have relationships with these people. So it ain't that either. It ain't West Side. It ain't East Side. It's somewhere in the middle. And that's why they whining in Henrietta.
Oh, God. You picked your neighborhood?
Yeah. Bro, I'm telling you, people in Henrietta are not street smart enough to understand where to go to get the right answer.
I thought most
they
of people
do not have enough wealth to afford this stuff where they have a jeweler.
They always looked at Henrietta like people that were from the streets that figured it out and finally got enough money to move to Henrietta. Like the Jeffersons.
Are
like
you just describing me? Because that's not everybody that
like
lives there.
Like moving on up. Like the Jeffersons.
People that were from the streets?
Yeah. Now they got a deluxe apartment in the sky.
No, man.
But it's only on the second story.
Shut up.
Next to the dome. And the DMV.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. I've not been more confident in a pick in a long time than I am in this pick right here. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is one rule and one rule only. When you call the show,
yeah, what happens?
You get one pick.
Oh.
Right? If you're on hold and somebody says the name you wanted to say before you get on, you got two options. You can hang up the phone, try again next week. We're not going to be bothered. Mm-hmm. Or pick a different town.
Okay.
If we answer the phone and you say, oh, it was good to say, but then you have been disqualified and the commissioner makes all final calls. Also, Jeremy was our winner last week.
Yep.
So if he manages to turn up,
yeah,
he will be going shooting from the Ben hole.
Okay.
Which we have decided
yes.
is
yeah,
the name.
We took a vote on that too.
That's the official.
Jeremy will be in Ben's hole picking.
Yeah, sitting there.
Yes, if he shows up, all up in Ben's hole. 252-WCMF, 252-9263, already rating on hold for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Marty. Marty, where are they whining?
I'm going to go ER.
Why East Rochester?
I just have a feeling.
Okay, ER.
Have a feeling.
Tommy, tell me if you think I'm wrong.
What's that?
ER seems like a town where everybody knows where to go to see if gold is real.
Yeah, there's some shade
that's
in
not
ER.
What I'm saying.
I'm just saying there's
no.
a little bit of shade.
This is what you did. You did that.
No, I'm not saying that. Look, I'm going
to. They know where to flip.
No, that's not.
They know how to flip quick.
It ain't about flip. It's about knowing someone that knows something.
Yeah, a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having an expert.
Mm-hmm.
That's not flipping.
No. I'm not saying flipping's
you
bad.
You literally just said flip. No, you said, yeah, you know how to flip.
Oh, well, you know you that. Shady ass.
Marty, we got you for East Rochester. Thanks
for
the call.
Walking around, looking around.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Pete. Pete, where are they winding, buddy?
I'm torn between two towns, but I think I'm going to go to Greece.
Why Greece?
It just seems like a Greece thing. I don't know why.
Everyone in Greece knows where to go. Yeah. I mean, bro, that's the worst pick of all time.
Better than Henrietta.
I disagree because I picked Henrietta. No, I mean, find me a person in Greece that's like, I have a precious metal or stone. Who can I talk to about that? It's either, you know, your neighbor Jackie who knows the things he's talking about. You got pawn shops down the street. You have a wealth of jewelry shops in that town.
Yeah, you could do it yourself, man. Actually, you're like a self-fencer.
So does Henrietta. Henrietta actually has more of that per capita than Greece does.
Did you just make that statistic up?
I hope so.
I wanted to feel like Tommy. It just makes things up.
Well, you did it, buddy.
Very good.
Pete, we got you for Greece. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with ER this week.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where do you want to go?
ER, East Rochester.
Ah, you've been disqualified, you bitch-ass bitch!
Who picked it?
Marty went first with East Rochester.
Yeah,
I didn't hear it.
Bro.
I was outside.
Were you outside? Were you outside Loserville? Because that's what you are, because you've been disqualified,
Ooh.
Son. Yeah, how you like that? Yeah, turns out you're cool. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Steve has been disqualified.
Right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's go. All right, do we want a nerd or a woman that you have grown to hate?
Let's go with a lady.
Okay, Christine's on CMF. Hey, Christine, where are they whining?
How does he hate me? I'm his whole sister.
First of all, he was wrong. I never grew to hate you. I hated you right out of the gate.
Oh, well, that's nice. Thanks, Tommy. I appreciate it. You're off the nice list now.
Yeah.
Pat, is it your birthday today?
It is my birthday today.
Oh, thanks for the birthday present to all of us that you're not wearing a shirtless shirt.
A shirtless shirt. All right, Christine, you are on fire so far. How about you
get quips?
How about we get to your picks so we can get you off the phone? How about that?
See what happens when you wore that? My eyes and my brain are all fried.
Still
I'm going to go Gates.
Gates? Why Gates?
Because that's where you came from, and you just kind of, you know, grew up a little bit into Henrietta. So I'm going to say Gates because that would be Busted Town for you.
She's trying so hard today.
It's, you know what it's like? What? It's like when you put a toddler in a batting cage. Like, she's just swinging as hard as she can. No contact, but like there's somebody in the background going, yay, that's a good job. Christine, we got you for Gates. Thanks for the call. You could not have picked a worse town.
No.
A worse town
I know.
Than that.
Yeah.
Because either you are going to believe that all of Matt's jewelry is actually real, because Matt would never lie to you, or you got a guy.
Yes.
Everyone in Gates has got a guy.
Or you are a guy. Know that.
You either got a guy or you are the guy?
You are the guy.
A second ago, you said that people in East Rochester were walking around looking around.
Oh, they all sliding around looking around.
No, you didn't say slide. You said walking around looking around. So you're suspicious of people walking around looking around.
Oh, yeah.
You're an idiot. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's get one more in before we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us. Let's talk to Cody. Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
Going with Irondequoit.
Why Irondequoit?
So Irondequoit, to me, seems kind of like Hordentown. And I think that there's a bit of a bill that people are missing here. So we obviously need the town the post came from. But we've got Grandma,
who's a hoarder.
We've got Grandma, who's a hoarder. And the family didn't know she was a hoarder. They're probably not visiting often. So it wouldn't be from their town, because their town's probably far enough away it wouldn't even count.
Oh.
So they're going to make this post in the town that they want to get rid of this stuff in. Irondequoit's also got a little sketch around the edges, so you have that bill as well.
You know what I hear they're doing? I hear they're walking around and looking around.
Oh, yeah, you know they are.
Walking and looking and walking.
Man. Boo.
It's a Horton town with sketch around the edge.
All right, Cody, so you're really just taking a shot in the dark here.
No, honestly, I think I've got this one pretty well thought out.
Do you, Cody? Do you pretty well thought out. I think you got it. Okay, we're nailing it. All right, Cody, we got you for Rhonda Coy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us today?
Sure.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Air can.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm currently seeking recommendations for where to sell gold and other various jewelry items. My aunt recently passed, and the family has been trying to clean out her home as quickly as possible to sell it. If you've been through this process, you know it's never ending. We really had no idea she had become a semi-hoarder in her later years, so we are finding boxes of things we had no idea existed. Most of it isn't worth anything, except for one box we found with some precious metal trinkets and things. Everything else we plan on donating, but it would be nice to make a little money if possible. I paint this picture for a reason. Before you judge, know that none of us have any attachment to the jewelry we're trying to sell. My aunt was a big QVC person and would also buy junk out of magazines. We are pretty sure a lot of it is fake gold and fake gems. We need a reputable buyer to tell us what exactly we're looking at, just in case it is real. We already tried taking it to Blank, but I don't think they were being very honest with us about the value of her things. They seemed a little scammy. Please leave your personal
scammy green eggs and scam
experiences in the comments below.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy confidently picked Penfield, which was stupid. I'm out in Henrietta. Marty is in East Rochester. Pete is in Greece. Steve tried to pick East Rochester. He was outside. I didn't hear it. He disqualified himself. Christine just wasted everyone's time with the worst possible jokes. I hope she doesn't write that stuff down. She seems like she could write that stuff down.
Oh, sure.
She also picked Gates. Cody is out in Irondequoit, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, where are they whining, buddy?
Morning. I'm going to go Brighton.
Why Brighton?
I don't know. I just feel a Brighton vibe today.
I mean, Brighton's got wealth in there. I would think, Tommy, the wealth. Well, no, because you disagreed with me. I'm thinking the wealthier towns have somebody.
I mean, they might, but there's not all wealth in that area either.
Where's the low end of Brighton?
Yeah.
The eighth corner?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Chris. 252. Is there a bad part of Brighton?
No, but that's totally high end.
Well, no, I'm asking a serious question.
There is nothing run down in Brighton.
Brighton touches every town.
Yeah, but you know right where Brighton stops.
Do you?
Yeah. Because that's where, you know.
That's where the lampposts change.
Yeah.
Find that out.
That's actually a great call.
It starts looking rough.
No, she said lamp, but not.
No, I didn't.
There's a little rougher. I mean, Brighton's class.
No, Brighton is a great place.
Number one for class.
Oh, really? Over Pittsburgh?
For class.
For Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Over Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Barbara. Barbara, where are they whining, buddy?
They go to Spencerport.
Why Spencerport?
Because I guess maybe they can go up to the ridge and find a pawn shop up there to get rid of the costume jewelry or something like that.
Okay, but they wouldn't need anyone's help if they were right. doing that, Barbara.
Well, they're not, you know, they're not really city Spencerport, but they're not totally country, so they're not, I don't know.
Would you call them maybe suburban?
Way out suburban.
Okay.
They're past the inner two rings.
All right. The inner two rings.
And is it true that today is one of Tommy's favorite funny guy's birthday?
Yes, it is my birthday, Barbara.
No, I'm talking about Bill Burr.
That's the funniest thing you've ever said one time. Barbara, thanks for the call, buddy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I walked right into that.
Yes, you did.
And I'm ashamed of myself. All right, we got a bunch of ladies waiting.
All right, pile them in.
Let's start with Michelle. Michelle, where are they whining?
I'm going to say Webster.
Why Webster?
Is there a lot of shady places to take jewelry and stuff in Webster? So I think they would need somebody to guide them, I guess.
Look what you did. Okay.
I don't think it's shady when I think of Webster, I guess.
All right. We are hearing a bunch of people that have never, ever been to a pawn shop describe what they think a pawn shop is. Michelle, have you ever been to a pawn shop?
Yes.
Okay. Well, how many times and when's the last time you were in a pawn shop?
Oh, years, years ago.
What were you doing in that pawn shop in the first place, Michelle? What were you trying to pawn?
Jewelry.
Oh.
She went bad.
Well, what happened? Did you go bad?
She went bad.
But I didn't go to Webster to do it.
Okay, wait. Did you go bad? Did you have your heart broken? What happened, Michelle?
No, I just had, I was cleaning out and I wanted to get rid of stuff and I didn't go to Webster.
She was dating some scuzz.
Wait, was he looking? Was he walking and looking?
Oh, yeah. He was walking around, looking around, scuzzing around.
All right, Michelle, we got you for Webster. 252-WCMF. Have this many people never, they're not familiar with pawn shops?
Could be. It could be.
I thought Rochester had a pretty good pawn shop.
We do. We have a ton.
Yeah, right?
We know guys that's all they shop is pawn.
I mean, you get a pretty good deal.
Oh, you get a great deal.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Armand. Armand, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go Fairport because I learned the fact that they have no pawn shops in Fairport, so they had to leave out of town, went to some sketch town, and was like, nah, that's not it. And plus, it's an old lady, you know, so they ain't visiting her too much, and she probably staying up in one of those apartments in Fairport.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right. Wait, is it true they don't have a single pawn shop in Fairport?
Yeah, I just learned that from a coworker. Shout out to Matt.
Okay, wait. Does Matt know what he's talking about? Or do you have
he lives in Fairport. He was raised in Fairport.
But doesn't mean he knows everything about Fairport, Armand.
I can't think of where there would be a pawn shop in Fairport.
Let's see.
Fairport's a weird-shaped town. Sorry, go ahead, Armand.
Yeah, and that's why it's Fairport.
Okay. Armand, people in Fairport.
Happy birthday, Patrick.
Shut up. Thanks, Armand. All right.
He might be right.
I love how Armand loves
might
to drop.
Be right. I am right. Yeah. Have I scared you wrong yet?
No.
Well, no, yeah, most of the times you pick towns, you're wrong. You're super wrong. He loves to come in and drop, like, Rochester facts. Like, that makes him interesting.
Yes.
Hey, it's all right. Happy birthday, Pat.
Hey, but thank you. Before I let you go, Armand has entered himself in for the sexiest dad contest.
Oh, yeah, he's in there, right?
Yep, at WCMF.com.
Hey, I had a better photo than that, though.
Bro, I think any photo you take is a better photo than that.
Sort of like the back
that.
Of your head?
Bro, what is that tuxedo? What is that tuxedo?
Yeah, where were you going?
It's from my wedding. My wife was like, you got to go with this. And I was like, I want this one. I had a photo with me leaning over a balcony in the cruise in the jail pose. But she's like, you can't post that one. So I was like, all right, cool.
Whoa, so that tuxedo was from your wedding?
Yes.
Oh, because I thought maybe you were going to tour five kids through a chocolate factory.
Oh, man. Goodbye.
Bye, Armand. If you want to see Willy Armand Wonka, you can go to WCMF.com. All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Caleb. Caleb, where are they whining, buddy?
We're going to go with Chai While You Lie.
Why Chai Lie?
I mean, I'm getting, if it's a pawn shop that's sketchy, I'm getting that's busted West Side vibe.
Look what you did. Look what you did. No, I'm talking about you, you
why
dumbass.
Why are you so whiny on your birthday, Pat?
Oh, my God. Shut up. Everybody shut up.
You know, Pat, okay, fine. I won't say happy birthday, and I also won't call you an old fart. I'll save that for next year when you're 40.
Okay, I love guys who are like 24.
I knew a kid like that was.
You're an old man.
Okay. Shut up, Caleb.
You shut up.
Bye, Caleb.
No, you shut up.
We have devolved into shut up. Yes. No, you shut up. All right, 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Alex. Alex, where are they whining?
Oh, I'm so scared, but I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Ooh, you snuck it in. Why Pittsburgh?
I don't know. I just feel like I kind of the same track as the last few callers. Like, it's somebody who needs, like, guidance. Like, they don't really have a lot of experience going to pawn shops. Maybe there's not a lot. I don't really know much about Pittsburgh, but I feel like...
No, I can tell based on the fact that you picked Pittsburgh with people that don't know jewelry. Also, let me ask this question.
What's that?
Well, Tommy, you live in Pittsburgh. Do you think the majority of jewelry in Pittsburgh is fake jewelry?
I think they have two sets.
Oh.
Yeah. I think they have their travel set and their I'm wearing it out in-town set.
Into where? To the Pittsburgh pub? Where are you wearing that stuff in
so,
Pittsburgh?
I know women that have, like, fake travel stuff that looks real, but ain't because they're afraid they're going to get ripped when they're traveling.
So then why not just use that all
the
time?
Yeah, like women who wear fake engagement rings so they don't lose their real ones. Yeah,
that would piss me off. I spent all this money.
Oh, I know people that do that for vacations.
Yes, I'm saying. Like, yeah. They want to lose it. So, yeah. So I would say it's a balance where they have equal amount of fake and real.
All right, Alex, we got you for Pittsburgh. I still hate the call, but thank you for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Jeremy did not show up.
Oh, wait, he's stiffed.
Yep, so he's not defending his title, which means we will have a man picking his from his own hole.
Wait, he's sitting in his own Ben hole.
In his own hole, ladies and gentlemen.
What a contortionist.
In the Ben hole. Ben, where they wind up, buddy.
Ben, it's been a while.
Oh, your phone's breaking up, Ben. I think your hole does not get a lot of good reception.
Or attention.
Go with Canada because it's the town of haves and have-nots. So
you said Canandaigua?
Of course. Okay. It's always, you know, the standard Ben Zone pitch.
Okay. No, Ben Hole. We went with Hole, remember?
No. Zone, because I'm in the zone.
No, you are yelling Ben Zone in the Ben Hole is what you're doing.
Happy birthday, Pat.
Thank you, Ben. Have a good rest of the day. There goes from his own hole, which gets very little reception. Ben. All right.
What we got?
Let's recap.
Let's do it.
We're all over the place. We didn't bunch.
That's good, then.
We got that going
for us. So we have a winner, probably.
I would assume so. We got a lot of picks. You are in Penfield. I'm in Henrietta. Marty is in East Rochester. Pete went with Grease. Steve disqualified himself, yelling ER again. Because everyone outside. Christine, just blah, 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 blah,
oh my
blah.
God.
And then Gates. Cody is out in Irondequoit. Chris is in Brighton. Barbara, is in Spencerport. Michelle went with Webster. We found out she went bad for a little while.
Yeah, a little bit.
Had to go into a pawn shop one time. Willie Armand Wonka is out in Fairport. Caleb is at Jilai. Alex went with Pittsburgh, but not confidently. And Ben, picking from his own hole, went with Canandaigua. Are we ready?
Ready.
Let's do this thing.
Sit down. Yeah, same thing.
Bro, if I win on my birthday...
No.
Oh, I like the look on Kenny's face.
No, you don't.
We had a lot of great guesses this week.
What?
But unfortunately, we do not have a winner.
No kidding.
There was a place kind of in between on the outskirts that was overlooked, I guess.
Were they skirting?
Because they won it. Victor.
Oh, wow. You know what? Does that make sense?
Well, it does make sense because there's nothing out there.
Yeah.
So they're not familiar.
No, you're right.
So they needed help.
Like thinking of jewelry, it's all in the mall.
Right.
Right? There's not like I guess that makes sense.
Okay.
All right. Well,
we're all a bunch of goddamn fools.
We wasted 30 minutes of everybody's time.
Ben sat this hole all morning.
Find out there are no pawn shops in Fairport.
Yeah, we did do that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Learn something new every day.
All right. Congratulations to nobody. And again, tomorrow to celebrate the voting for Rochester's Sexiest Dad, again, where you can go vote for Armand in a purple tuxedo if you'd like. We will be doing Where They Dadden. Tommy believes he can look at just the pictures of these dads and see and decide what town they're from.
You can just tell.
So tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
What kind of dad damage you did to yourself?
Dad damage you did.
Every dad's got dad damage.
tomorrow after 9, get on the live stream with us. We will share the photos and together play Where They Dead here in the break room on CMF.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm calling it right now.
What are you calling?
There are going to be some people that are very, very upset.
What happened?
Because we know that checks are coming from the state of New York.
Yeah, nice.
And we kept hearing $400. They were fighting off the inflation that they were. So here's the thing. There are homes that will be getting $400 checks.
Damn.
But not everyone is getting a $400
check. Well, yeah, but you rich people don't need it.
Not the rich people.
Who else?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So... it's an inflation rebate check coming this fall from the state of New York.
A little break.
A part of the budget that took like 5 months to get done, so much so that they missed May the 1st and they did Star Wars Day 2 weeks later, which is a whole thing. Don't even get in my mind. So $400 is what we heard. $400, $400, $400.
Yeah.
And it turns out that if you are making – all right, let me go down this list because it gets a little confusing.
Who gets it?
All right, so the folks that are getting $400 – are married people that filed jointly that make less than $150,000 per household, $400.
Okay.
All right. If you make between $150,000 and $300,000, you are getting $300.
Okay.
All right, so you got that.
Why do they need $300?
Married people?
$300,000? Give it to me.
Up to $300,000.
Give it to Kimmy.
You have free rent, room, board, food, what?
It's never, bro, there ain't never enough free.
Kimmy's going to be getting that.
She should get more. I'm just saying, okay.
She should get more. What do you think you'd be? I stand for the Kimmys of the world.
Yes, I do.
Except I insult her to her face all the time, call her busted and sad and ugly, and say she's a
Well, the busted and sad could use the $300.
If you are a single person, you are not getting $400.
Oh, you can.
If you make $75,000 or less, you are getting $200.
Man, they're really getting, wait, they're getting
Isn't
shaft.
That kind of mean you
you're lonely. You're lonely and you're shafted.
And you're not splitting your bills.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, no, you're not.
What a cockamamie thing.
If you make between $75,000 and $150,000, you get $150,000.
That's a single.
Yes, as a single person.
So are you single making $150,000? Oh, You live in.
Well, you're also getting an extra $150.
Damn, right to the bar.
Now, I mean, here's the thing. It's not money anyone's expecting. So any cash that shows up, right? I mean, it either goes into the budget or it's free money to do whatever you want with. But it is interesting how, you know, we just kept hearing that number $400. And maybe it's not the fault of the state. Maybe they would clear the entire time.
Yeah.
The headlines were written wrong. But I know there are going to be furious people who assumed everybody, individual person, was getting
$400.
Like they were counting on, if you are married, $800 coming in. So can I ask a question?
Sure.
It says married filing jointly. So I could be wrong here. I assume it's $400 a couple if single people are getting $200 making $75,000.
That makes sense, yeah. Split skis.
Does make sense.
If I have adult kids living at home, does that count against my income?
No, because they file separately if they're adult kids.
Okay, but it doesn't.
So they would be single. Yeah. They would just be that single person, I think.
So even though they are living in my household.
Yeah, but it's how you file. It sounds like it's how you file your taxes.
Okay.
And if your kid files his own taxes.
But, I mean, their income is contributing to the household, is it not? I'm asking to see. I hope you're right.
You would also have to report that as taxable income.
Okay.
Who's doing that?
I don't know, but their address would be your address.
Well, I don't know.
I'm asking a serious question, and maybe now that we talk it out, it sounds really stupid. I would just be like. You know, there are lots of parents that want kids out of the house. Could this be one of the reasons why you're hurting my ability?
Okay, yeah, you're pinching me.
So Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. Too bad this is completely useless. That slap in the face, $400, won't cover bills these days.
Hey,
you're right.
Give it to me if you don't want it.
Well, okay, but you just bitched about it too.
I'll take it all.
You did.
Hey, yeah.
Grab the money.
No, I'm not saying.
No, to this guy. What do you pay my bills?
Well, look, I mean, I think that there is this weird seesaw going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're right, and I agree with you, that any money coming in, free money, great. But when I expected something more, but it's not like they've ever done this before.
But
so
isn't that the way it always goes? Like, you always anticipate this, and then you get hit and squat.
You get hit and squat. What is define what hit and squat means.
You get squat. You get hit in the squat.
Hit in the squat.
So, like, you have your fantasy money, like what you're going to do with it. But you never get that money, man.
Okay.
There's always something there. There's always a deduction. There's always something. You never get it all.
Kimmy, I don't know what side he's on because he came out agreeing with Scamola, walking and a-looking. And now he's like, anything you get, you should enjoy it, appreciate it.
No,
you're arguing with yourself.
I'm not turning my nose down. It's $400.
You literally just turned your nose up at $400.
Up?
Turn your nose up. Isn't that like, I don't want it?
No. What I'm saying is like, though, it's never like, this guy's complaining like.
$400 ain't enough.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's never enough, right?
Oh, amen to that, buddy.
Because, you know, something's going to pop.
What price is enough?
Right. You know, something's going to pop, something's going to happen.
Look, I agree with you because, you know, any amount of money you get, you're going to be thinking of what you could have gotten had you gotten slightly more.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this check that New Yorkers will be getting, inflation adjustment checks, part of the budget this year. We were told $400 checks, $400 checks. It turns out married folks filing jointly, if you make less than $150,000, $400 coming in, more than $150,000, but not more than $300,000, $300 coming in. If you are a single person making $75,000 or less, $200. If you make between $75,000 and $150,000, $150. They're probably going to tax that too, right?
Oh, that's a good point. Is it taxable income?
Well, they taxed, like, I'm trying to think of the free checks we've gotten. So we got that Bush money is the one that always stands out.
That was way back.
Do we remember how much that was?
Yeah, it was $600.
Okay.
For a couple.
All right, so I
think it was $300 a pop.
I think you're right. All right, so but that they tax that, right?
I don't remember.
It's free money. Everything gets taxed on free money.
That was nice, though. I got it right before vacation. It was like a gift.
Wasn't enough, though.
No, it popped me right in the squat.
You're doing. You're such an idiot. We got more messages. A lot of people are upset. Why are married people getting more? Single people are the one who can't afford anything and need the tax breaks. I believe the idea behind it is kids. I think that people assume, yes, married folks would have kids. I mean, maybe that's the wrong assumption.
Yeah, you got a child.
I think that's a thought. You could have done it per child. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. How many kids in a house?
Yeah, like you do. Because they're doing it based on the taxes from 2023. But then again, you would have people like you. Oh, every good believer.
Well, I like it. What about us non-breeders?
Man, Andrew's upset too. What did I tell you, man? We've talked about this for 4 minutes. My Instagram has just exploded on Duffy on WCMF. It is Is New York really trying to encourage people to bring out the guillotines, LOL? Then again, single, 75K, getting under 200 makes sense if married couple is getting 400. So wait, what do you want then? What is the appropriate number? If 200, 400, 150 isn't it, what is the appropriate number?
Because you're not going to get life-changing money.
No.
Well, no, because that would just screw everything up.
Right. That's what I mean. So it can't be an extreme amount.
All right, like what number would have to be hit where the majority of New Yorkers would walk away going, hot damn.
I don't think there is a number.
There has to be a number.
Well, you had to take it. You had to do it per head instead of doing it per couple.
Okay.
That's the only way everybody will be happy.
Okay.
So instead of saying like couples and this and that, it's just straight across the board.
No, but Kimmy brings up a good point. We've talked about this. There's what they call now the single tax. Whereas if I am single,
yeah,
I am paying double for rent, electricity, water, all this stuff. I can split bills as a married couple.
Right, but you could also get a roommate. Right?
Okay, which you say is busted.
Totally busted.
And sad.
And very sad.
And they're outside walking around, looking around.
they sliding around, looking around. They getting hurt in the squat.
So, I mean, would you argue, Kimmy, single people should be getting more than married people based on the single tax?
I mean, I would think that a single person may need it more. They may be struggling with a few of their bills a little bit more likely to struggle with their bills, I should say.
I mean, I think if there's someone that has a legitimate bitch here, it would be single parents.
Oh, that's rough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're having it hard.
I mean, I'm not trying to be like, oh, you know, single parents. Like,
it's got
to
be brutal.
And if you're someone not getting support from, you know, the other side,
yeah,
you know, that $200 ain't
really, yeah,
nothing.
A couple of kids. Look at you now. Oh, I'm for women and single parents and Kimmies and potheads.
Well, no, single mom, that's the worst. What?
You don't pander when you have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Single mom, that's the worst.
He don't come around.
Uh-huh.
He's constantly out at the club.
Uh-huh.
Or with his friends.
He don't take care of his kids.
You know he don't.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. The number I'm getting now is anywhere between $1,000 and $1,500 per person.
You ain't getting that, man.
Well, that's what people are writing on Instagram.
$1,500
a pop. If you make it $1,000, people are a little bit more. Maybe people see more that they can do with it. Is that?
I mean, $1,000. I guess if we ask the fantasy number, which we did,
yeah,
to be fair. $400. There's nothing in my head that costs $400, but there's plenty in my head that costs $1,000.
Yeah, true.
Like you're on vacation territory at $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, you could fix something around the house for a grand.
Yeah. I love how, Tommy, you have gone back to where you were in the beginning, where now you want more money.
Was that per head?
I.
Are there a fantasy here? When we say $1,000?
It's your fantasy,
maybe,
man.
Maybe 2 G's then.
No.
No, because he's
I know. I got it.
I like the 2 G.
But that would be, what, there's 18 million people in the state of New York.
Yeah.
Cut that, I mean, let's say 2/3 make under the qualification.
We can't count the babies. You know, goddamn baby needs $2,000 or he's going to a baby club.
Yeah, you know how he got there?
He just fell out of the squat.
Yeah, he got there?
Yeah.
He was walking and looking.
Oh, yeah, calling and looking.
Well, yeah.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.